The Father's Business was founded by Sylvia Gunter to encourage people to a deeper relationship with God. Thank you for listening to this devotional.
You may be standing in a desperate situation in the battle of a lifetime. You may feel that you are in the darkest storm of your life. It seems that everything in your world is out of control. The good news for today is God is still in control. L. Roy, the God who sees, knows it all, and he has a plan that he is working out. You may be in such a place of desperation that you can only squeak out, "Jesus, help," or "God, please do something." These are incredibly powerful squeaks because of the desperation that throws itself entirely on God. They are cries from a desperate heart for God to do what only God can do. God gave the vision of the valley of the dry bones to his prophet Ezekiel because his heart weeps over the dry bones of his people, very much like Jesus wept over the city of Jerusalem. The Spirit of God wants to breathe new life into vast areas of spiritual dryness, barrenness, and deadness. As we take time to pray through Ezekiel 37, take strength and comfort from these prayers. Recenter yourself on God's purpose and promise, and take up new prayer weapons to fight the real enemy, not the person or the situation that you're facing. Ask for a weeping heart of mercy and not judgment. I invite you to open your Bible to Ezekiel 37 and read along as we cry out to God for your own dry bones situations. Father, your hand is upon us in Spirit-led intercession for our loved ones. Purify our hearts by your Spirit and deposit your burden of prayer in us. Remove any of our own anger, bitterness, or human judgments. We are trusting you to bring us through the valley of the shadow of death as you promised. Lead us to pray as large, deep, and wide as your providence in this situation. Give us a heart of wisdom and mercy that rejoices against any judgment for ourselves and our loved ones. We trust that you have gone before and are working even when we don't see your purposes. Spirit of the Lord, lead us to rightly discern the real condition and not just react to what we think or what we have been told. We see the dry bones of barrenness and desolation. You know the entrances that we and our family have given to the kingdom of evil. Spirit of counsel, you know everything and don't need us to inform you. You want us to be restful, trusting, and absolutely surrendered to your will, your ways, and your timing. We humbly acknowledge our total dependence on you for faith to stand, for knowledge and counsel, for comfort and security, for direction and outcome. Let us speak only your prayers. Let us not accept as final the circumstances of evil and iniquity that our eyes see. You alone know the end from the beginning, and you are the God of the impossible. We say to deaf ears, hear the word of the Lord. At your direction, let us discern and pray for your purposes in our lives and the lives of our family. Speak your words and cause us to respond obediently to you. Enable us to pray your prayers for the dry bones of all of our situations. Holy Spirit, call forth your purposes in the future and hope that you have planned for me and for my family. Sovereign Lord, speak your creative and restoring miracles to our lives with the same resurrection power that brought Jesus to life from death. Breathe new life into all of us by your Spirit. Set everything in place in your order in our lives so that we will know that you are Lord, sovereign ruler, rightfully due our loyalty and obedient service. By faith, we believe you, obey you, and pray as you command. Answer by your Spirit and open a way where there seems to be no way. You go before, for you are the God of breakthrough. Give us a sign of encouragement. Let us hear the rattling bones coming together as you make us who you intended us to be, healthy, whole, functioning, life-giving. By your blood, Lord Jesus, regenerate life in me and in my family and cause the marrow of our inner being to begin to sustain life. Thank you for every sign of your goodness that we see, no matter how small. You are answering, and we ask you to do it thoroughly. Stop short of nothing less than a heart, a new spirit, and a new life. Sovereign Lord, call forth from the north, the south, the east, and the west, the breath of life for us. You formed us in our mother's womb, and as you breathed in us the first breath of our life, breathe into us new life of the Spirit and all of your favor and purpose. Restore us to wholeness. No situation is hopeless to you. Sovereign Lord, break off all the shackles of captivity. Cause us to stand up in all the fullness of your redeeming power. Make us mighty in your Spirit. Deliver us as an effectual weapon in your hand. Let us see your glory in these things that were intended for evil. Father, you have the keys to open the prison doors of sin, bondage, and destruction. Bring us into all of our true inheritance in you. Restore us to fullness in our earthly family and in the family of God. Father, for those that are far from your heart, act in such a way that their transformation will be a testimony to your redemptive power. What you are doing, we ask you to do quickly in the name of Jesus. Amen.
This devotional is taken from Living in His Presence, Volume 2 by Sylvia Gunter. Find it on our website, www.thefathersbusiness.com.
This podcast is made possible through donations by people like you. To donate, go to www.thefathersbusiness.com. Be sure to follow us at The Fathers Biz on Instagram and Facebook.